Good morning. It's Mackenzie and Joe and Mackenzie hanging out with producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, holding things down. The rest of the show, probably sleeping in. They're on vacay. We're having a lot of fun. And now this is really interesting because I actually really, really want one of these. I'm saving up. Okay, have you heard? You've heard of Peloton, right? That's a cool bike. You see all the ads with the instructors. It's as if you're in a cycle class, but you can do it from the comfort of your home.
So it's just a cycling bike, that's right? For exercising.
Yes.
Okay, and
it's
stationary.
Are spendy. Some, okay. Some probably around like $2,200-$2,300-ish. So it's, you know, it's an investment if you get one. They're about $2,000. So here's the deal. There's this new ad that's causing all kinds of controversy. And we have a little bit for you now. It's basically a really cute guy getting his very beautiful wife, who's already slender, looks to be in shape, a Peloton for the holidays.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time ride.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am.
6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace in Boston. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
See, I don't see anything wrong, but people are up at arms saying that this is like sexist, that this is a stereotype. You get your woman, oh, hey, get in shape. Here's a bike to exercise on. So we want to know, is this cute or cringy? What are your thoughts? Are you okay with this ad? 833-563-2539. Peloton not pulling the ad. They're sticking by it, even though people are outraged over this ad.
So are people outraged because they're saying, like, let's say like a guy gets this for his girlfriend for Christmas, they're saying that's like fat shaming or something?
Yeah, they're kind of saying this is like stereotype, like getting your wife a vacuum.
Okay.
But like sometimes you want a Dyson, you want a, you know what I mean? I don't think,
right.
I think it's something that she wanted and he gave it to her and she, but it's saying, oh, get the little wife, like giving her a hint, hint, you giving her a bike and she's already slender and in shape and people are upset about it. Just don't think it's appropriate in the climate that we're in.
I don't know. I think it's all right because I don't know, like, if I got some, like, maybe pre-workout or some, you know, barbells or dumbbells for Christmas, I'd be happy. That's, like, I know that'd be, like, my boyfriend saying, oh, like, dude, like, bulk up. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? I wouldn't be upset. I know I'm not, you know, fit and strong. So, yeah, sure, that'd be a great gift for me.
Okay, let me ask you this. And he would never, because your boyfriend is the sweetest hostage boy. But what if he got you, like, a scale?
And
you did not. You didn't really ask for it. He's just like, here, because
okay.
I know you want to start a fitness journey.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, don't get your girl this this bike for Christmas. That's messed up. Unless, like, she points it out. If this is a situation where she's like, yeah, that, I want it.
Yeah.
By all means, go get it. But don't. You can't just go get her that.
Yeah, because the people are saying it's sexist, too. So I wonder if people would be upset if it was reversed and, like, the girl, the wife, had gotten the husband a bike. Because it kind of would still be the same thing. Phone lines are blowing up. We want to know, do you think this is cute or cringy on Peloton's behalf?
Elena, what do you think?
I think it's kind of silly because what if she actually wanted the bike? What if she's into cycling and that's what she really wanted? You know, I had a friend who it gave her comfort to push mow their grass. And so for Christmas, her husband gave her a push mower. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, that's so rude. And my friend was like, that's what I wanted. I love to cut the grass. I love it.
That is, see, that's a great point.
It's kind of silly.
Yeah, I would be ecstatic if someone got me this $2,000 bike.
Me too. That would mean I could give up my gym membership and wouldn't have to go into the gym all the time.
Right, exactly. But people, you know, I understand that people are like, oh, that. I understand why they're upset, but I just think people are being a little too sensitive personally over it.
Oh my goodness, we have to ask Lydia. Lydia, tell me, what do you have?
I have both the Peloton treadmill that I got for my birthday gift last month from my husband and the Peloton bike.
Okay, so you are the woman like in this ad. So you're upset
I
about
am.
It. Okay, why are you upset? You think it's cringy?
I do not. I think we put too much emphasis on weight these days because just because the girl is skinny doesn't necessarily mean she feels good mentally, physically. And who cares? I mean, my husband got me the treadmill because I work full time. I have 2 kids under 3 and I don't have time to get to the gym. And I like to take care of myself and I need to find these pockets of time. So I think people are just too over sensationalizing this whole commercial I need to just look at it for what it is. The husband got her a gift, and she loves it, and it's making her feel better. So
you bring up a great point.
That's kind of how I take it.
So you're happy that he got it for you?
I love it. I actually used it this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning
when
everyone
was
still sleeping.
See, you bring up a great point. It's not just for weight loss. I mean, I work out just for the stress relief alone, for the mental focus. I mean, this gal obviously looks like she's in shape, but you're right. It's for convenience too. And you're like a super mom when you're like a mommy and you're working. And if you want an exercise bike, I understand people think it's sexist, but I really think they're overreacting to this ad. All right, it's McKenzie on Joe and McKenzie along with producer Porkchop and intern Chloe Money in the house. We're talking about this Peloton ad. This is this bike. It's like $2,000. I actually want one, but people are up in arms about this ad because they're saying it's sexist. It's like, oh, give the little wifey a bike, telling her she needs to lose weight. We want to know if you think this ad is cute, it's fine, whatever, or it's cringy. We have a little bit of it for you now.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time riding.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am. 6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace in Boston. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
Okay, so we have mixed reactions on this. I personally would not be offended at all because I want one of these, but people are upset saying it's stereotypical. All right, Chops, who do we have? Phone lines are hot. We want to know, do you think this ad is cute or cringy?
Whitney seems heated. Whitney, what do you want to say this morning?
I think it is absolutely awesome. I think people get way too offended nowadays. I asked for a Shark stand-up compact vacuum and pots and pans for Christmas, and my husband got them for me, and I'm absolutely going to love them. That doesn't mean he's expecting me to be in the kitchen cooking and doing wife things, whatever, all night. But
I'm
absolutely excited.
So this is totally with you.
This is your chance for people that are listening right now that get too offended. What do you have to say to them?
Quit being so offended. Just get over it. I think he's investing in her health, and if that's what her goals are, then that's where the focus needs to be. Crazy.
Right. I wonder if people would be upset if it was reversed, like if the husband had gotten the wifey had gotten the husband a Peloton, and people would still be upset. I don't think that's saying, hey, honey, you got to lose a few. It's probably something she wanted. And there's other benefits of exercise, like stress relief, and it's convenient to have a bike at your house.
Or you could have just gotten a gift card to Liv's Cycle Bar, and Liv could like train you how to ride a bike,
right? There you go. There's so many options.